The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. We maintain godly mindsets as we march into Monday with marvelous motivation. No worldly news has the power to overcome the heavenly news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that, my friends, is good. First up, too many times we say that we can't see or hear God, and yet He is constantly showing us and speaking to us. The bigger problem is that we are not looking or listening. We're going to dive into that today. Next, did Jesus not forewarn us that there would be troubles and trials in and from the world? When these troubles and trials are at our doorsteps because of our faith, that should actually give us divine reassurance. And finally, our difficulties with people are not other believers that think differently with us. We likely think differently than our dad or our mom or our brother or our sister or our younger self. The problem is with those who believe the lies that are aimed against Jesus.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. I like that word. Prevailing. I wonder if I can say it a couple different ways. Prevailing. Hey, that's pretty good. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can reach out to us. You can either call us 972-445-0770. That's the phone. Terrific T answers the phone. She does a fantastic job. She will comfort you as you are waiting for her to put you on hold. It's just incredible. And then last Friday, we had like three people call in. So that was pretty good. So she was pretty busy. Also, text-wise, that's texting when you push the little buttons and you talk through your phone, you know, that kind of thing. 214-210-8483. Before I tell you what the trivia question is, keep in mind it's for pop questions. It is for prayer requests, praise reports. Remember, we were praying for Sam. He had some financial situations. We're praying for him. We've been praying for Ace. He'd be feeling better. We pray for people on a regular basis, praying for families, praying for daughters, praying for relationships, praying for restoration. And you know why? You keep praying and you keep praying and you keep praying and you annoy God the best you can until he gives you a flat out no. You should keep on asking. That's what Paul did when he said, can you take it away? Can you take it away? Can you take it away? And it wasn't until God said, okay, no, I'm not going to. So you can pray until the Lord tells you no. That's a good way to go about it. Keep in mind, I don't do this often, and I think Terrific T will testify to this, that last Friday's show was a really good show. It was a really good show. And if you have not heard it or did not hear all of it or whatever, I am going to do that one thing I don't do often. I'm going to encourage you to go through the podcast and to check out that show from Friday. I think it is worthwhile, and I think it will be a blessing. Now, under the first trivia question. Again, you can ask anything, but here's our trivia question. What was the name of the prophet who was very hairy and wore a leather belt? The name of the prophet who probably could have used, what are those things called where they pull the hair off your body? Remember that from the movie, the 40-year-old version, whatever. They needed one of those things.
Like a wax.
Yeah. I think he needed one of them. Okay. 214-210-8483. You know, I thought I was the only person that talked about the Bible people in kind of a normal human way. My pastor of the church that I attend, Pastor Kurt yesterday was talking about Pete instead of the apostle. He's talking Pete. It was so funny. It was great because it makes you understand. That's probably what they call them. They probably call them Peter. All right, so here we go. Let's move on to the rest of this portion. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. It's simple. Why? It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, I want to remind you of your DNA. I do happen to know something that a lot of people don't know. Uh-oh. What do you mean, Dave? Well, you know, I was in media for a while. Okay? Like, for a while. And so I just want to say this in the nicest and kindest way. You're going to hear some things that come out in the next 4 days that are politically charged on both sides, and you're just going to go, oh my goodness. That's what you're going to do. And the reason I'm telling you that is because it will be equal in its in its blasting. And so even though that's going to happen, guess what? That doesn't change your world. You want to know why? Because if your world is based on politics, poly being many and ticks being blood-sucking insects, you need to have something that's more sure as a foundation. How about he who created the world and your whole foundation is in him? And that way, if the world does end up exploding, you know it was him who pushed the button. There you go. There it is. DNA, draw closer to the Lord. Now, I have a modification in our DNA. Can you believe I'm going to do this after all this time? So I have a new class in PhD, in my PhD studies, and somebody had said something about DNA, so I brought up from DNA our show in the conversation. And so I decided to add these two little statements to our DNA. So I'm not, I'm challenging you. It's draw closer to the Lord, right? Guess what? I am adding the phrase daily. How about that? Draw closer to the Lord daily. Never be ashamed and always be ready. And I'm adding the phrase to serve. How about that? I'm doing it right now while I'm talking to you, adding it right on my piece of paper. And the reason is you can still use the original DNA that we've used. I don't mind. But you're going to hear me say, draw closer to the Lord daily. Always be ready, never be ashamed, and always be ready to serve. That's our DNA. Like that? It's a little modified.
It's nice.
Right? They really appreciated that. They're stealing it. I gave them permission. They said, I'm stealing that. It's like, okay. I didn't originate it. I thought about it, but I'm sure it came from the Lord and not from me. Why? Because I think of tacos. I don't think of brilliant things like that. Psalm 19, verse 1 through 3. You should appreciate this. This is a classic. Actually, it's really verse 1 and 2, not 1 and 3, but Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. Come on out. Find out something that's absolutely amazing. We are so caught up in our world. I mean, come on. It's if the microwave isn't cooking your soup fast enough, it gets irritating. I mean, who puts soup on a bowl anymore, right? Come on. I mean, or you don't put it on a pot and go. Right? When we have tea, my wife and I have tea every night. I mean, for 20 years we've had it. I mean, for 20 every night. We put it in the microwave. Why? Because it's fast, right? We want things like ding, 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 ding. Super. We're a super quick society. Fast food's not fast if we don't get it within a minute, right? You can go online right now and order a cord from Amazon and have it at your house tomorrow afternoon. I mean, come on. It's unbelievable, right? But we get so caught up in that we don't do the necessary things to see and to listen. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Did you know that the sky speaks? Did you know that? Day after day, they pour forth speech. In other words, at nighttime, if you will bother to look up and stop being distracted, like I'm distracted all the time, if you just stop that, if I would just stop that, if we would stop it together, take a deep breath. Remember the passage in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God. Take a deep breath, go outside and look up. You will be able to hear the Lord speak through his handiwork. You will be able to see his knowledge displayed night after night if we would just look up. And what we do is, you know, we want a letter or we want a telegram or we want these various elements of signs that they've got to have a little bit of confetti with them and some Skittles and some rainbows and it has to have some kind of food with it because it's like a celebration. Instead, if we just be quiet, go outside and look up just for 120 seconds, 2 minutes, you and I would hear the Lord speak. Because the heavens declare the glory of God. And people are like, oh, I want to get closer to the Lord. Well, some of us could really probably use a nice little jolt in faith just by being quiet and looking at his handiwork. Because he created it. And you just like go, yeah, look at that. That is something else, right? When you see the moon out there, when you see the sun setting, when you see the stars and the alignments and how the universe is in a function, you are looking at God speaking about his glory. They testify about his awesomeness. And you know one thing that does happen? It's the same thing. When we lived on the ocean, we lived in Carlsbad, and we had a 4.5 mile ocean view off of our balcony when we were in these one condominiums. You know how small you are when you look at the ocean. You look at the ocean, you go, yeah, I'm pretty small. I mean, come on. You can get that every night just by looking up, because just take a peek at the sky. It's bigger than the ocean. It's bigger. The testimony is louder. The words are clearer. You think, oh, yeah, everybody knows that. Really? I'll tell you what. Do it tonight and see if something doesn't strike you as awesome in the kingdom of God. Right? Right. Right? Right. Okay, who was the prophet who was very hairy and had a leather belt? Now, the first and foremost answer, Elijah. Even though John the Baptist was kind of a not a copycat, but a similar one. The first one we were looking for was Elijah. But if you can give me Johnny B, I give you props for the answer. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, here's a couple things about livinginhisgrip.com, free website you can go to that you can obtain some of our music from. You need to keep Terrific T in prayer. She's tired. It's Monday, right? It's a Monday. Some of those days, right? Just like, I mean, so it is for everybody, you know?
Very true.
I mean, there are days where you get up. There are days when I get up and it's like, oh, yeah, super easy, right? But in the last like three weekends, I've had to take the dog to the vet. And it's just been like, you know, it's draining on him as it's draining on us. And he's such a cute little guy. I mean, he's so ugly, but he's so cute. It's just like one of those things, you know? So it gets drainy. I mean, there's times that happens. That's where it's funny because in Colossians, there's the word energeo is actually a Greek word where Paul says God gives me the strength, the power, and it's really energy to keep it going. Every once in a while when you're draining low, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, since you created energy, I'll take a little. I'll take a little. Thank you very much. Doesn't always have to come in a can. It can come in the form of a prayer. You'd be amazed how that works out. Kind of an interesting element. All right, before we get into our next trivia question, I'm going to tell you we're going to do a very intense show tomorrow. No, we're not going camping. It's just a very intense show, okay? And I'm just forewarning you, there's a couple of things I'm going to teach that are like really practical and good. Then there's one theological thing I'm going to teach where you're going to go, no, it can't be. And you might not be all that thrilled. I'm not trying to disappoint anybody. I'm not trying to throw wrenches into anybody's anything. I'm just simply saying we need to be a little maybe wiser in some of our approaches. And you'll hear me talk about that tomorrow. And it shall be a challenge. Okay. Next trivia question for all is, what is the name of the man who King David arranged to have killed because he wanted his wife? Okay, a very bad period for King David, a very dark time for him. If you go through and count how many technical biblical sins are in that process, not counting what is in David's heart, there are as many as 14 sins from the moment Dave went out on the balcony and wasn't hanging out with the kings that he was supposed to go off at that time, all the way to the point where he was confronted. There might have been as many as 14 sins. And I'll tell you one thing about sin. Once you get in, once you fall in, it's like a slide at like a playground. It's like once you go down, it's like a shroom. there's a momentum, and it's like, okay? All right, all right. Giving you all that, told you that. All right, so who was the guy? You got to tell us that. You can call in or you can text in. I should tell people the number. 214-210-8483 for text, 972-445-0770. So one of the things that you'll hear me talk about as we get closer and closer to the election, and as things get weirder and weirder, just like I've done four times before, is this. And that is all this stuff that's going on. While this stuff goes on, you'll always notice this one little kernel of unbelievable, incredible truth, and that is somewhere in the slaying of one another in the flesh, there is Christian persecution that increases. It's kind of a bizarre. I wish somebody would actually do a PhD study on it. It would kind of be interesting to see. But when there is an intensity against one another politically, it seems as though Christian persecution increases. I think the reason is because Christians are, by and large, supposed to be passive, by and large, supposed to be, you know, people that love and forgive and don't have a retribution kind of mentality. And then in these kind of things, it looks like they become kind of easy targets. I mean, it's just easy target to go that way, and people easily join in. So I want to just challenge you from Ezra about something that happened to the people of God. And then what I want to say to you is what I'm about to say to you should not be a surprise. Okay? Don't be surprised. Why would you be surprised? Jesus said that the persecution would increase as the times got closer, as the end draws closer, that the persecution for Christians would increase. If you look at Matthew 24, no matter what your eschatological position, there is just one thing that's not deniable, and that as it progresses, it's not getting better for Christians. Even if you believe in a premillennial, pre-dispensation rapture that you're not going to go through very much, even after that, when people get saved, it's just not getting better for the Christians who then become Christians. It's just not getting better for Christians, and it's not likely to unless we get into a millennium reign. That's a kind of a different product altogether, a different position altogether. But that's not the issue. The issue is right now it's not going to get better. It's going to get far worse before it gets better. And the big thing is that when Peter wrote and when Ezra writes what I'm about to share right here, they're saying the same thing. It's like, what's the surprise? There should be no surprise. Jesus told us this was going to happen. This is illustrated in the book of Ezra. As the people of God, we should know this. Ezra chapter 4, verse 4. Then the people around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and to make them afraid to go on building. And the people around the people of God had a plot, so to speak. You know what it was? It was to discourage. You catching that? They're trying to discourage. You think they're motivated on their own? No, it goes much deeper than that. You should know that. You're the people of God. All right, hang on. We're going to have somebody answer the question, then we're going to come back to this. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Van.
Hi, brother. How are you?
Excellent.
Okay, now, you are a wise man. We know you to be wise, as you've answered many excellent questions and have always known them right off the top. So we're going to give you this one. King David arranged to have somebody killed because King David wanted his wife. Who was that person who he had?
I mean, Uriah.
That is correct, sir. Uriah the Hittite was, in fact, the man who was at the back end or the backside of King David's very evil deeds, having done nothing wrong, but still having bore the brunt of David's sin. Excellent job. Mm-hmm. Great job, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. You are great. I love you. God bless you.
Bless you.
All right. Excellent. I love our people. They're so good. They text in. They call. Aren't they great? He's just always spot on, isn't he?
They really are. We got to give him applause.
Yeah. There you go. That's for everybody out there. All right, so now you're thinking, why, Dave, why are you bringing this up? You know, because Ezra, when they were building and they were going forward and building the kingdom of God, the people that are around them were sent out and set up to discourage them and to try to make them afraid. okay? So this just happened recently, for those that don't know, but now there's a political stream that's taking place. And in this political stream, they're saying, if you're a Christian and you haven't picked side A, and this is, I'm not kidding you, on the exact opposite side, if you're a Christian and you haven't picked side B, we hate you. Either one way or another, they hate you. If you don't pick side A, if you don't pick side B, okay? People like me, they can't stand. They just absolutely can't stand. It's like when I go, well, I'm not left or right, I'm top center. They're like, we hate you. And it's like, okay. So here's the bottom line. The bottom line is, who cares? Those people don't have a heaven or a hell to put you in. Who cares what they think? Well, Dave, they might persecute you. Oh, no, they're gonna persecute you. Forget that they may. They're gonna. But you don't let other people around you from the world, I don't care how close you are affiliated to them in the sense of politically or whatever, you don't let them stop you or discourage you from building the kingdom of God. You just, that's, you're, when you're done, you're never going to be able to stand before God and say, it was because I voted this way. But you will have the opportunity to say, because I represented you this way. Now, you better think about that difference. Because who you talk to and how you talk to them and how you present Jesus is going to be everything. Not which side you picked. I understand you want it to, a particular side to win. I don't disagree. But first place preeminence goes to Jesus Christ now and always. And there is no changing of that. There's a the passage in Ezra 4 in verse 23. It says, as soon as a copy of the letter of King Art was read to the Rehum and Shemaiah, the secretary of their associates, they went immediately to the Jews and compelled them by force to stop. I got a message for you. It's not just going to be discouragement. There's going to be greater lengths to stop the church. After all, we have a virus where people can get together and eat dinner in groups of 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8, but they can't grab around a table. I went to a church, by the way, that had tables. Instead of having benches or rows, they had tables, and there were 6 seats to a table. How could that be? How is that any different? But they'll stop the church from being the church. How fast did they do it? Shut the church down in a week. Think it could never happen. Happened in a week. They said, nope, stop, no more social gathering. Only the essential things, like Walmart, where my wife works at a grocery store, but not church. I thought Jesus said that we're supposed to live for every word that comes out of the mouth of God and not for bread that perishes. You see, get a better grasp on what's going on. But don't be surprised. Don't quit working to advance the kingdom of God. I don't care if you become the greatest prayer where you are. Never quit advancing the kingdom of God. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a short break. Then we're going to blow minds out. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running, running.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interest. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
Every once in a while when I do the radio hosting, I have this wonderful opportunity to talk to people that influence the church, that are a blessing to the church. Today is no different. I am honored and blessed, by the way, to have the opportunity to talk with Pastor Robert Morris. He is the founding and lead pastor of Gateway Church. He's a best-selling author. He's written some excellent material, but he has a new book out, which has the greatest title ever, next to the Bible. The new book is called Take the Day Off, Please. That's all I ask for. The book is entitled Take the Day Off, Receiving God's Gift of Rest. Pastor Marshall, you're there with us.
I am, David, and it is so good to talk with you today.
I do want to let you know before we get going that I was actually introduced to you by somebody at your church about a year ago. I was at a place called Inogen, and somebody named Robert, who went to your church, he gave me your book, Beyond Blessed, and I had not actually had the chance to engage on any of your material yet. I read that, and it was a really timely book, which was really cool.
Oh,
and then I was able to go and get your book on the Holy Spirit, which I thought was one of the best pneumatology books that I've read in a long time. So just so that you know, I really appreciate
that. Thank you. I came from a Baptist background, and so I have some friends that are Dallas Theological Seminary. I have some friends that are Church of Christ, and I have some friends that, you know, just come from all sorts of different backgrounds that are not quote-unquote Pentecostal charismatic. And again, that's not my background either. I went to Criswell right there in Dallas and to East Texas Baptist College before that. But anyway, I've had so many guys tell me that they really appreciated that book on the Holy Spirit, and they may not even agree with everything in it, but they appreciated the sensitivity and the way I handled the person and the Holy Spirit. You know,
it was a great job. I mean, I was born and raised Jewish. I became a Christian. I have a Baptist and a Pentecostal ordination.
And Baptist.
I'm a Baptist. I'm a Calminian, and I'm a manifold millennialist. So, anytime you want to sit there and talk about diversity, I'm there for you.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I'm going to give a shout-out to my wife. She's not listening right now, but let me just give this shout-out to my wife. So she's such a great woman. I mean, she works at a grocery store, right? There's only so much of a level of excitement, I think, that you can generate working at a grocery store. But she's in Flowers, so she's in a good area. She's in that area. But she spent the last 2 weeks creating barn doors. See, this is my wife. And this is why she can put up with me. And she put these two barn doors, put them in the truck, took them to work, and she showed me these pictures today. And she put these two barn doors together, and then she's got the pumpkin array, and she's getting everything set up for fall. And it's just like, it's like somebody did it out of Hollywood. She got a saw, she got a cut, she got this. It's like incredible. It's like such commitment and devotion to something that maybe you and I would like go, yeah, as if, right? Do I get a discount when I buy food? I mean, that's really what I'm looking for. And it does make you realize that if that's the level of conviction and commitment that somebody has to the project, that just doesn't seem like is maybe the most important project in the world. How much more is the commitment that God has to us when we're his creation? I mean, if you just stop being overly theological, and if you become a little bit more of an observer, okay, it's kind of one of those things that's quite challenging. If you ever go on a website and you look at the comments, there's not one person that's ever changed one person's mind through the comments. That's never happened. It doesn't happen. Okay, it's just everybody wanting to say they're right. And I mean, just be honest. But here is somebody that's like so devoted and committed to something that seemingly means so little. But not only does she take pride in it in that good sense, which is good, but she knows that it blesses other people. And then you think, well, gosh, if that's how she is. And she's just, you know, kind of like a sinful person like I am, maybe a bit less sinful than I am. But the idea is, how much more is God's commitment to you and I? And maybe we should be more observant. Go back to that very first thing that I taught on about observing in the sky. Or if you're out by the water, observing the water. Or if you're out in a landmass or somewhere you can see it and look at how God created in his formation, his power, his blessing that he gave to us in so many ways. I'm not going on a freak out nature thing here, so I don't want anybody to lose their mind. But there's a lot there that we could do well with if we could stop and smell the roses. I mean, that's not the worst idea in the world. Okay, I think I forgot. Did I forget the website and everything? Look at T's just looking at me. I'm tired, David. You're not even having me push buttons. Okay, I'm working on it. Let's go with the next trivia question. You guys have to love me. Here it is. Next trivia question. How old was Joseph when he was given his coat of many colors? How old was he? How old was he? 972-445-0770. 214-210-8483 if you're going to text in. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. What is most amazing about me not having her play that is we need money. So for those that are like aware of that, you know, hey, if you're giving and you've been giving, we appreciate it. And you know that. But we're a little low on dough. So don't forget the website. Okay. Right. Okay. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, as usual.
I love that you are doing great. I love hearing from you because it's like you're very, very positive, hey, well, powerful of the Lord, man. I love it.
Love your show immensely.
I love it. Love it, brother. Okay, talk to me about our good friend Joseph. We probably would have called him Joe back in the day. But how old was that young man when he received his coat, when he was having his dream? How old was he when this was going on?
17.
That is correct, sir. You are right. That is excellent. Now, I got to ask you, right, because that's a more particular one. Did you know right away? Do you have to think about it?
David, yes, sir, I already knew. I'm usually driving when I call you.
Yeah.
So I have to wait to park somewhere and then call you.
Got it. Excellent job, my friend. You are fantastic, and I love that you did that.
Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you too, my brother. Have a great day.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you go. 17 years old. I always thought about that because I always thought, well, actually, if you're 17 and you're having dreams or you're having, you know, like you get the coat of many colors or so sort of, it's like, that's kind of young. It's kind of a young time. When I was 17, well, that's right about the time the Lord grabbed hold of me. Just right there before that. This is when he first said, hey, knucklehead. And I was like, huh? I think that's when it really started for me. Okay, so here, let me talk to you about something. There's a saying, a lot of people are aware of it, and there's a reason I want to bring it up, because this just happened to me the other day in PhD school. For those that don't know, PhD school is no different, let me just say this, than any other school, than any other execution of understanding, than any other level of maturity or immaturity. So I'm selling you that ahead of time so you never think, ooh, that's really fancy. Yeah, not so much. Let's remember some of the more important sayings. This is a denominational saying. It is also a historical saying going back into Luther's time and going back even further, of course. But it says, in essentials, unity, in non-essentials, liberty, in all things, charity. And what that statement is really saying is, look, in the essentials for Christians, we are united. In non-essentials, we should have a liberty, a freedom, but no matter what your take is with one another as brothers and sisters, you've got to keep in mind that charity, love, really has to be the rule of the day. It's the one thing that we're required to engage with. By love, we don't mean just this wonderful little feeling that you're like Mr. Natural, smoking dope and thinking everything's just cool. That's not love, people. That's called getting high. Okay, this is different. Love, biblical love, includes discipline. Biblical love includes rebuke. Open rebuke's better than secret love. But in the essentials, we're united, and in the non-essentials, there should be some liberty. And what is forthcoming is for the challenge for the church is to recognize that our doctrinal differences are genuine, but they don't have to be causes of splitting apart in the ultimate fellowship. And by this, I mean this. Okay, and I want you to just think this through. Give me that opportunity and give this observation some thought. an 85-year-old woman who loves Jesus Christ and is a Baptist, and an 85-year-old woman who loves Jesus Christ and is a Pentecostal. Would you in any way give disparaging remarks about an 85-year-old person who loves the Lord, who has a different background? I mean, you're going to like, well, that person's just a loser. I mean, you can't say that. The 85-year-old person who loves the Lord, that's like the greatest thing. That's like gold. That's like the, you know, when the hairy head, the white head is in the way of righteousness. This is awesome stuff. That's awesome sauce. That's not the problem. The problem that the church misses is in Ephesians 6:12. We are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world. I don't think there's a demon behind any rock, but there's a lot more demons in activity than Christians recognize. I mean, people were thinking that some of the things that Jesus was doing, they're like, he's sick. It's like this. Jesus, like, come out in Jesus. I mean, it's just like, just think about that. Well, I would say in Jesus' name, but Jesus would just say, come out. Here's why. Because there's more demonic activity behind the scenes than we think. And some of the divisions that we have, there's some warrant. There's some, when people are denying the deity of Christ, that's a problem. We're not playing around with stuff like that. We're talking about, look, that's an essential, and we're unified in our essentials. But when you're talking about the difference between older Christians who've grown up one way and grown up another, you think that the big issue is going to be that one was Baptist and one was Pentecostal? You think God care? Oh my, that person went to the First Pentecostal Church of Texas. Oh my, that person went to the First Baptist Church of Texas. You think God's up there going, oh my, what shall I do? I mean, come on. That's not the war. What is the war? Even Job didn't catch what the war was. The war was that Satan was trying to get at him, so that he would say bad things about God. That was the war. And Job thought it was all about him. It was like, not exactly. For we're not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of an unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, against evil spirits in heavenly places. I don't know how much more you could get. Evil spirits in heavenly. Got it? It's not your brother or your sister, even if they think differently. My goodness, you don't think the way your brother or sister do exactly. You don't even think the same way your younger self thought. But the enemy is still the enemy. And he is behind every lie and every murder. Think about that. Every lie and every murder, because he's the father of lies. All right, gonna take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back. All of mankind, destroying
everyone and everything he finds. Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com. Back to normal like you were before.
If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore. But Jameer, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Okay, do you think you have an answer on how many days between the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the ascension?
Is it 40 days?
That is correct, sir. You are a winner. Very nice. Did you have to look it up, Jameer, or did you know?
The funny thing is, I was reading this book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren, and then It was just talking about how God, like, transforms a lot of people's lives in 40 days, you know, and that happened to be one of the things that he was speaking about. So that was funny. I had just read that today, too.
Wow, great timing.
It taught me something. It taught me something, too. So it's funny how you just spoke about it on the radio show, so I just had to call in, man. I always listen, so.
So the trivia question actually had a meaning for you.
It did. And now that just pushes me to, like, be more into also my Bible, because if I was, like, I should have known that, you know what I'm saying? So. But, you know, that taught me something. I thank you for at least having that question, because there's a lot of people who didn't know that, you know, so you're still teaching a lot of people. So thank you.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I was just telling Terrific T that, and she brought up an excellent point. I've done something that I've not done before, ever on radio. I finished that segment, and because we have 300 boxes of papers, my lovely wife has said, from now on, since you have everything on disk, everything on drive, and everything on Dropbox, rip up your papers and throw them out. So I've been doing that for years. Except this last segment, I ripped up the wrong paper. I threw it out. I ripped up the history instead of the segment. And then Terrific T was like, what'd you say about me doing that?
That's how you know it's a Monday.
Right there. It's a good line right there. All right, let's do our last trivia question, and I will pull the one thing I can still read off of the history, and then we'll just go into the teaching. Here is the last trivia question. What is the name of the high priest's servant who had his ear cut off by the apostle Peter? Okay, who's the guy that wanted to get a haircut but didn't want it to include the ears? That guy? What's his name? If you know, 214-210-8483. We had Ronnie and Lynn call in. We had people texting. It's great. People are doing great. Just wonderful. 972-445-0770. 214-210-8483. Let me do the one piece of history. Oh, no. Let's do the website first. Website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org. Hemustincrease.org. Email, David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. Don't forget, HeMustIncrease.org. Very important, because we are at the 24th and we need a little bit of an influx. We're a little low, but I believe the Lord's going to be faithful, and He's always been faithful. So please consider giving. And if not, please consider praying. We ask for that. Okay? All righty. Who am I talking to?
Hey, brother. This is Ace.
Hey, Ace, how are you, man?
I would say I'm glad to see you in the spirit, anyway.
Gotcha. Hey, what, first of all, did you have a nice weekend?
I was very blessed. I got to do two gospel concerts at Walmart and Ennis, and I do that every weekend, and give away CDs and so forth. So freely I receive, freely I give, and so I never ask money for it. You know, this is the only ministry that I know of of the Church of Texas that's never asked for a dime in 20 years. We've never asked for one dime, never passed a plate. And I'm proud that we're self-sufficient, and like the beginning of the church, where we try to let the Holy Spirit guide and lead us and share with each other what we have.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, I'm so proud of you. I just love knowing you. I'm so glad you're a brother in my life. It's just awesome. Okay, I think it's fantastic. All right, here you go. Now, this is the one guy that got more than a haircut.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember his name?
Malchus?
Yeah, Malchus. Malchus, it's like M-A-L-C-H-U-S. Malchus. It's like a couple of different ways that people say it, but that is correct. You are 100% on target.
Well, he got his ear back, so that wasn't too bad.
Yeah, that's a good one. You did a good job on that one. That's good. Because it's hard to remember that name. It's like, really? What's that? I mean, it's easy to think of Peter cutting his ear off, but then I always wondered, how big was that ear that's the thing that Peter cut off? It's like, well, I had to be out there pretty good.
Thank you. I do need a prayer. My nose, I have a little cancer spot on there, and it's...
Well, you
I
got
need
it.
Prayer for the spot to be.
Yeah, gone. You want to pray real now? Let's pray right now. Let's just start to pray. Get people praying. Father, we just pray for Brother Ace. We ask for this cancer spot that he's got on him. We ask you in the name of Jesus that you would move on that. You are able to heal, and you are able to move upon people. We know it's at your discretion, your mercy. We ask for it, trust you for it, and believe you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
All right, brother. I'll be praying for you, too. You keep me posted, okay?
Okay, we will. Appreciate you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so we had some good calls today. Good job from our callers and everything. Okay, so I have these 7 pieces of paper in front of me that are ripped to shreds. I've put them together like a puzzle because I wanted to not miss this one. It's an iconic American restaurant day, and that's for iconic restaurants. And a lot of people don't know this, but not that you would care, but I ate at the Carnegie Deli, which is a world-famous deli. Katz Deli is probably the most famous. Stage Deli, which is they did a redo of that in Las Vegas, but there's one in Detroit and one in New York. All my famous places are delis. That's the only thing I want to say about history. Any great restaurants? Is there a restaurant you've eaten at that's just like, oh, it's iconic, it's great? And you know, I'm not talking like Mickey D's. I'm talking like unique. You know, anything like good steakhouse, anything like that.
I'm trying to think of one, but I can't like think it on top of my head.
I know it's hard to come up with it on the spot. I've eaten at 1,000 restaurants. My dad was really, really wealthy when we were young. He would go to restaurants and all the people were supposed to have coats. Not in our section. So it's not how that went. I'm just telling you. I went to a place called Iannuzzi's. If anybody knows that in Phoenix, Arizona. This is back when I was 19. So you're talking about 40 years ago, $150 a plate 40 years ago. I'm not kidding you. No joke. You'd put your water down, they would pick it up and put a new water right there. Just like 5 people. It was so weird. I grew up really weird, you know. Half, not quite Richie Rich, but halfway Richie Rich. All right, let's get out of that. Here, I want to give you the solution to when something looks impossible, okay? Now, don't tell me you haven't gone through things that don't look impossible. I go through them all the time. I know you do, too. And you know what I'm going to say in some of this, and some of you are going to be like, oh, it's just repetitive. It's repetitive. Well, there's a reason there's 3 Gospels, and there's a reason why Jesus taught on love multiple times, and there's a reason that he taught on faith multiple times. It's because we're dense, and we need to hear it again and again. Okay? And I know that sounds like, oh, that sounds so rude. No, I think it's honest. I'm dense. If I hung out with Jesus for 3.5 years, the multiple lessons that he would be teaching on the same subject would be what I'd have to key in on because I know I'd forget. So here's what we know in every circumstance when it looks impossible, what you should do. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. It's 1 Thessalonians 5:18. The Greek in that word all really does mean all. And people are like, well, no, that just means, no. It says just before it, rejoice always, give thanks in all circumstances. So whatever you're going through, it doesn't mean that it's always feeling good, but it does mean that God is always at work, and because he has your best interest in mind, you can trust him for that. Do you need a miracle in a situation? Thanking God in the situation is faith. It's not fake if it's genuine. Only you know if it's genuine. Releasing faith opens the door for God to move. It's not hard to figure out. In Matthew 13, 57, 58, they took offense at Jesus, and he said to them only in a hometown, in his own house as a prophet without honor. He did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. You want to cut down the work of God? Don't believe. I mean, it's not rocket science. God has chosen the vehicle of faith by which to do the stuff he does. Matthew 6, 6, he was amazed at their lack of faith. Do you need a miracle? Well, we need to stop complaining about the situation because there's no faith in that. And we need to praise God, offer up trust, offer up this moment that we actually believe him. God doesn't operate in doubt because he's impressed with you because you can argue or he chose. Faith is the vehicle by which we operate in. When you get to heaven, you can ask him why. But until then, that's what you got to do. And when you're giving thanks, let me just say this real quickly so that nobody tries to write a book about it or something weird. It's not bargaining with God. It's not, you're trying to sneak one by him. I'm not really thankful. I'm just giving you thanks because I'm supposed to. No, God knows. You give thanks because you actually believe that God is going to work on your behalf. And if you can't believe that, don't fake it. Just pray that God gives you that level of faith where you can say thank you even though you don't know all the results. Because you're not trusting in the results you see, you're trusting in the God in whom you believe. If you were trusting in the way that you would interpret everything, you'd be in tons of trouble. Right? There's a way which seems right unto man, but the end thereof is the way of death. How about this? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You can't use your understanding. Your faith has to be in God, not in what you interpret from what God does. You have to trust in the quality of God. And if you catch that, then you can be thankful for everything you go through because he's faithful. There you go. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.